deep gratitude to you, Mr. Soares, for serving the UN in a highly distinctive manner with dedication, and I'm sure your legacy will be further strengthened, among others, by strong support to the ILC. I also acknowledge support of your office and the treaty section with regard to efforts and Article 102 of the UN Charter concerning registration and deposition of treaties and celebration of 75th anniversary of ILC by my university in collaboration with Asian African Legal Consultative Organization. I'm glad to inform you that we are also planning a side event in this regard to contribute to the treaty section mission this year. My question concerns peacekeeping. While I'm looking forward to reading your written statement, especially peacekeeping section, your kind self on 12th June at the annual meeting of the field legal advisors and officers mentioned that organization, and I'm quoting, organization is going through a time of unprecedented challenges, particularly in the area of peacekeeping. The nature of work is changing, as we are seeing in the context of sudden closure of MINUSMA and UNITAMS in Sudan, as well as the UN's efforts outside the traditional model of peacekeeping, including in Haiti, Ukraine, and Gaza. I would be remiss not to highlight attacks against peacekeepers and the efforts of the concerned nations to facilitate accountability by supporting the relevant national authorities in their investigations of these attacks and persecution of those responsible. The Security Council resolution, as you know, 2589, has also emphasized and reiterated several times on these critical issues. My question is, while measures are being taken by major peacekeeping contributing states, do you believe that the SOFAs and SOMAs are sufficient to provide protection, and how the international community can cope up with this challenge going beyond operational measures when more than 4,000 peacekeepers have suffered casualties and 1,100 have been killed for the cause of peace? Thank you.